اخو صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and the family with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
جزاكم الله خيرا، بارك الله فيكم. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. السلام عليكم to all our wonderful listeners. Allah gives us another opportunity. We thank Allah for that. Alhamdulillah. And every day Allah gives us is another chance to leave a legacy, to make a difference, to make right where we went wrong. Alhamdulillah. To ask for maaf where we made mistakes, to make shukr for the good Allah gives us tawfiq to do. Alhamdulillah. So we have to take every day as an opportunity, and we have to make our way forward, and we have to be thankful. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his sahabi Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, if Allah enabled you to reach morning, don't be so sure that you'll be around in the evening. And if Allah allowed you in the evening, don't be so sure that you'll be around in the morning. Alhamdulillah. So we're discussing Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, such an amazing Nabi of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he explained to his people about Allah, how he made a plan to open their minds, to make them think. I would request one and all, every day make a plan. How can we connect people to Allah? Let's strategize. Let's try and think. Alhamdulillah. Just a few days ago, Allah gave us tawfiq. We passed a town called Bethlehem. So one of our brothers with us needed to relieve himself. So while he was there, then we spoke to the manager there. Could we speak to his staff? And as we spoke to the staff, quite a few of them were interested to know about Islam. At the end of the discussion, the one staff member said to the other, who was Muslim. So the non-Muslim says to the Muslim, and I was walking away, I had completed with them. So this individual says that, you know, you all have deprived us of success. Why do you all conceal success from us? Humanity wants to know the truth. Now their hearts and minds are open. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made this plan. And he opened their minds. Momentarily they realized what he said. But afterwards they went back into their slumber and in their astrayness because of their haughtiness and pride. ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُسِهِمْ. And they say to Ibrahim alayhi salam, but you know these idols and these deities can't speak. So Ibrahim alayhi salam then presented his point. And do you worship other than Allah what cannot benefit you, nor can it harm you? Meaning can't even hear you, can't grant you, can't aid you. مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْءٌ وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ. Woe to you and to what you worship other than Allah. Don't you utilize the intellect Allah has blessed you with? And then they got so upset, they wanted to burn Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Now there's quite an interesting event as they were going to do this. Because the message now went to the king of the time of Babylon, who was Namrud. He also called for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would seize every opportunity. And Anbiya alayhi salam would seize every opportunity to explain the truth to people. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told him that Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet. And this is in Surah Baqarah. And interestingly, Surah Baqarah is revealed in Medina Munawwara. And it discusses a lot of the Jewish community. So this is also telling the Jewish community of Medina, see, this is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, learn from him. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam came to bring alive the legacy of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala tells us, Alam tara illadhi hajj Ibrahim. This is Surah Baqarah, verses 258. Do you know of the one who debated with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam concerning his Lord? So he summoned Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he claimed that, see, he got kingdom. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Allah gives life and causes death. Yuhyi wa yumeet. So this king, he foolishly reacts and said, I can do the same. I also can grant somebody the lease of life and I can end him. And then he actually did that. He called for two people. One was sentenced to death, he released him. The other was supposed to be free, he then assassinated him. He just did that. This was their tyranny and transgression. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam then said, but indeed my Allah brings the sun from the east. You try and bring it from the west. And the disbeliever was flabbergasted and dumbstruck. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. And Allah guides not the zalim people. So the lesson here is, subhanAllah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam presented his message. Allah is the giver of hidayah. But how Allah helped Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told him, see, Allah brings the sun from the east. Why don't you bring it from the west? He could have thought, okay, why don't you bring it from the west then? Why don't you ask your Allah to bring it from the west then? But Allah didn't put that in his mind. So Allah Ta'ala helps the da'i. You have to present what you can, and Allah Ta'ala will help you. Alhamdulillah. And when they ask something so complicated, and very few of them ask questions, most of them are amazed at the beauty of Islam. Then, alhamdulillah, we find out further from our ulama and so forth. But because Namrud was so upset at this debate, and he knew that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was true, then there's another interesting report in Musannaf Abdul Razak from Zayd bin Aslam, who says that Namrud used to distribute food for the people. Every season, people would get their mira. They would come with their sacks, and he would get it filled for them with food and with grain. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came for his turn, he refused. He says, no, you will not get anything. And he said to his guards, make sure this man gets nothing. And then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made shukr to Allah. He was on his way home without any grain. And what he did was, he said, Allah help me. He put some soil in the sacks. He came home. He put it one side. Everyone was asleep because that entire ordeal was quite difficult. It took late. It took long. When he came home, everyone was asleep. He left the sacks one side and he went to rest. When he awakened, he found that his wife had prepared meals. And he asked her, where you got this from? So she said, you brought this? And he realized that Allah provided for him with this. فَعَرَفْ أَنَّهُ رِزْقٌ رَزَقَهُمُوهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. That happened to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah Ta'ala helped the Anbiya alayhi salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. Then in Surah Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala tells us how the community was so upset and now they wanted to punish Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what they said was, harriquhu, burn him, blaze him, and help your deities if you are going to really do so. So they want to help their gods. So then that's why we mentioned to you recently Hazrat Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu, where on the three occasions, 3 days consecutively, his sons took away his idol. But on the third day, he says to his God, please, you were supposed to be protecting me. Leave that. At least protect yourself. He didn't know his sons were throwing the idol to one side by the dump. But then when this happened the third time, he made sajda to Allah when he saw the idol in such a pitiable state. He realized this is idolatry. This is a created thing. I have to worship the creator. And he made sajda and he said, Allah, I thank you. Despite me being an old man, you brought the reality to me and you enabled me to open my eyes and see the truth. Forgive me for my past and help me do what is right and correct myself. And he spent his life, despite being an old man, following the truth, alhamdulillah. He became shaheed in Uhud, Hazrat Amr bin Jamuh. We discussed him recently. He became shaheed in Uhud. And Allahu Akbar, when he was buried, Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, the sanad of this report is sahih, where 40 years later, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was arranging a canal in Medina Munawwara, and it was going via that route. So the body of Hazrat Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu and Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram radiallahu anhu was together in the same grave. That grave was excavated, the bodies were exhumed to shift their bodies, and that was the route, the only possible route for that canal. Hazrat Jabir, who was present, because Jabir radiallahu anhu is the son of Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram, who was buried with Amr bin Jamuh, he says, my father and my uncle's body was totally intact. Quite an interesting report. Alhamdulillah, look how Allah Ta'ala, from where to where. People are thirsty for the truth. When we were there in Senegal by my relative, we were having breakfast, he invited his neighbor, Louis, and we were discussing Islam and so forth, and he was saying how he studies the Bible. So we read the story of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam from the Quran. I tell you, Louis said, you know, Munir, I'm so amazed. I didn't know the Quran is so beautiful. And when we gifted him a translation of the Quran in the Afrikaans language, he was elated. He said, I assure you, sir, I will read and I will respect the Quran. A good human being. Ali was telling me that, you know, when my car was going for repairs, the challenge I had with my car last year sometime, and my neighbor, the same Afrikaner, borrowed me his car, and he insisted that I continue using it for the entire month. He says, what a good neighbor, and an Afrikaner guy, you know. The same Ali was reminding me of another incident that happened in Luitjesgat some time ago. There was another Oom who heard the radio station, and this Oom told me a story also. That he was listening to the radio station, and in the Africana radio station, they were disrespectful to Islam and the Muslims. So he phoned them up and said, that, you know, we grew up with Muslims. Why are you all saying this? And, you know, it upset him that, you know, the Afrikaners were mocking Islam and the Muslims. So he then thought, I want to visit a masjid. He went to the masjid in Luitjesgat. This Oom told me. And we're just remembering the story with Ali, because he was also involved in the story. He's there in Senegal. This Oom went to the masjid, and one of the brothers, who doesn't understand this aspect of being total ignorance, Ya Allah, he says to this elderly Afrikaner that, Oom, where do you think you're going? You non-Muslims are unclean and you're not welcome here. Please go away. This Oom told me, I felt so bad about that. I said, I'll never enter a masjid again. I don't want to know about Islam. He said, and I went back to my farm. But I would come, you know, once a week into town for my work and for my groceries and for our necessities, myself and my family. I visited this woman in his farm, mashallah, a farm just outside Luitjesgat. He says, one day I stopped at the garage and I saw Ali, the same Ali I met in Senegal. He was in Luitjesgat. I was feeling so bad at the way the Muslim said that to me, that I can't even see what is Islam all about. I can't even see the masjid. I felt so bad about it. So I asked Ali, you know what? This happened there. Ali got so upset. He says, you know, that man didn't know what he's talking. But you know what you do? Go down this road here. You'll see, a car stand there, Action Motors. Go inside the offices. Look for Abu Bakr. Maulana Abu Bakr. Look for Abu Bakr. He says, how will I recognize him? He says, when you see him, you'll see that smile, you'll know. I just asked him, it's Abu Bakr. He said, I went there and I saw a few tables and I saw one young man with a smile. I knew he was the one I was looking for, and I sat by him. He said, I sat with him a few days. I spent a few hours with him, and alhamdulillah, that Oom embraced Islam. So we were remembering that incident. It's so important to accommodate these brothers. Bring them. Let them see. Let them experience the beauty of deen. Let them also experience this great gift of Allah that Allah has given us, that it is their right to also know about. It's an amana Allah has given us, and it's a duty that Allah has given us to share with the world. So alhamdulillah, that was quite interesting there. So we were discussing that this Oom Louis also was so interested, alhamdulillah. Then we took his number, and every now and again we'll send a message, and like that we'll interact with the brothers, because that's how we can share deen with one person, and every one of us can do the same. So alhamdulillah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave the dawat to Namrud, and now they got upset, and the community then wanted to punish him. And this is what they said: come, burn him and help your deities, help your gods. And now they all together kindled a huge fire. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is arrested and he's tied up. And inshallah, our next discussion will be what happened to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he was thrown in the fire. This is an incident in the Quran. Allah give us all tawfiq to aspire, to inspire before we expire. Let's make a difference in somebody's life. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةِ